meeting organizers and prohibited meetings among them over the last 5 years. According to the Article 16 of the Public Order Ordinance, if the commissioner prohibits a notified public meeting, the organizer who disagree with this decision may lodge an appeal to the appeal board on public meetings and processions. Please indicate to what extent the appeal board actually works to oversee whether the commissioner's decision is compatible with the protection of peaceful assembly under the Basic Law and the Bill of Rights Ordinance, as well as Article 21 of the Covenant, including the number of appeals the board has received and the cases where it reversed the prohibition decided by commissioners over the last 5 years. According to the reply, the police arrested 15 persons in connection with the unauthorized assemblies that occurred on 18th and 31st August and 1st and 20th October in 2019. All of them are charged with the offenses as organizing an unauthorized assembly or knowingly taking part in an unauthorized public assembly. However, General Comment 37 points out that a failure to notify the authority of an upcoming assembly does not render the act of participation in the assembly unlawful and must not in itself be used as a basis for arresting a participant or organizers or imposition of undue sanctions, such as charging them with criminal offenses. Please provide information on the number of arrests and prosecutions in relation to the public assemblies and processions over the last 5 years, and explain how the arrest of those persons who organized and participated in an authorized assembly under the Public Order Ordinance is compatible with the right of peaceful assembly protected under Article 21 of the Covenant. On 4th October 2019, Chief Executive invoked the Emergency Regulations Ordinance to adopt the prohibition of face covering regulation, which imposed an almost total ban on mask wearing at public assemblies. Further, the Court of Final Appeal ruled that the ban was not unlawful in response to a judicial review challenging the adoption of the regulation. However, General Comment 37 clearly mentions that the wearing of face coverings or other disguises by assembly participant may form part of an expressive element of a peaceful assembly, serve to counter reprisal or to protect privacy. Please explain how the Hong Kong government considered the implementation of regulation is compatible with the right of peaceful assembly under the covenant, which also guarantees the anonymity of participant. Finally, the committee received the allegation that the Hong Kong government invokes a prevention and control of disease ordinance and other public health emergency laws in response to COVID-19 to substantially impose undue restrictions on the right of peaceful assembly. For example, in last March, participants in a three-person protest in support of Ukraine were arrested and imposed a fine by officers for breaking the anti-pandemic measures. Please explain how the Hong Kong government makes the anti-pandemic restrictive measures compatible with right of peace assembly, particularly whether and to what extent the government has taken into account the necessity and proportionality of such measures for restricting the right of peaceful assembly on the ground of public health. Madam Chairperson, this ends my question. I'm looking for the fruitful dialogue with the State Party. Thank you very much indeed.